got a few screws loose since the days of my youth. It's a few screws loose podcast. I got a few screws loose and I'm telling you the truth. It's a few screws loose podcast. I got a few screws loose, you don't really want proof. It's a few screws loose podcast. I got a few screws loose, why I do's what I do. It's a few screws loose podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the most inconsistently consistent podcast, A Few Screws Loose, where we have mental health discussions by mentally ill men of color. My name is Dan and I'm your host. You can keep up with me on Twitter and on IG at I Am Dan on Drugs. Keep up with the show on Twitter, IG, and YouTube at Screws Loose Pod. Now, I know I haven't been publishing any episodes lately, and I mean, let's face it, 2020 has just been a complete fucking mess for, I'm sure most people can say that. This is like one of the only times in my life that I can recall where tomorrow is not going to be better than today. It's like starting in January this year, day by day, it's gotten progressively worse. Usually over time things get better. That just has not been the case, and it has not been my experience. And again, I'm sure there's a lot of people that can echo that. So, yo, my bad for not keeping up with the podcast, but at the same time, it's been very unimportant in the scheme of things. And like I mentioned last episode, I've been having a rough time just keeping my main podcast, Black Law and Legal Eyes, up and running. I've lost the motivation to be a podcast host. I'm unmotivated, uninspired. I don't like to do it anymore. And I don't like to talk. I really don't. And that might confuse a lot of people. Like, nigga, how you don't like to talk, but you host a podcast? Well, it was kind of by default, and then I grew into it. But I don't like to talk. I just like to sit there and be quiet and listen. I like to take in information. But here we are, me in front of a mic and a camera. As most of you longtime listeners, if you're still listening, you know that I have a huge, huge, huge problem, or a hard time, should I say, talking to other people. And that's been my entire life for the most part, but I am proud of myself. This year, I took up an offer to be a guest on another podcast. And usually, there's a lot of people that have asked me over the past few years that I've been podcasting to be on their show. And I'm just like, nah, you know, I really don't do well. I turned down probably three or four of them just this year alone. And it's not that I have anything against anybody. It's just I don't like talking to people and I have a hard time interacting with people. And that is a symptom of my anxiety disorder. Rather than being able to have a fluent conversation with you, I'm like concentrating on what you're saying, and then I'm concentrating on how I'm supposed to respond to it rather than naturally just saying whatever the hell I would say naturally. It's like a game of chess almost. I'm trying to predict your next move, and I'm trying to also figure out how I'm going to react to that move. So it makes conversations or even talking to people very awkward for me. It makes it draining for me, and I tend to avoid it. So, you know, nothing against anybody that I have turned down, but I just figured that, you know, I need to work on it a little. And you know, kind of proud of myself. I'm not sure how the episode went. It was such a blur, but I did it. And I think I've been on so far, we've been podcasting for 3 years now, and I've been on three other podcasts as a guest. Shout to Rob and Slim. They don't really count because those are my dudes. Shout to CEO Hayes at the Awakened Soul podcast. It took him almost an entire year to get me on his podcast. And finally, I relented and I'm like, okay, let's do it. And I still think, even going back and listening to that episode, I still think my interaction was kind of odd. Like I just didn't belong there. But, you know, again, that's just a symptom. So I did it again this year on shorter notice. But again, I'm not sure how it went, but I'm proud of myself for even attempting to have a dialogue with somebody else. I'm not going to say who it is because I'm not sure if they want anyone to know that the episode's coming out in the future or how, you know, how they're going to promote it. So just know that I did another podcast. So that was a big thing for me. I don't even think the other podcast hosts knew how big that was for me, but that was a huge step. Now, will I do it again? Probably not anytime soon, just because of how long it takes for me to build myself up to be able to prepare for it, and the nerves and anxiety, and then even kind of coaching myself down after the interaction has ended. And that's the same in person too. Like if I'm talking to somebody and let's say we have a 5-10 minute conversation, the rest of the day that conversation is still playing back in my head, and then I'm like, yo, I should have said this, or I shouldn't have said this, or I said this and this was kind of weird. Man, it's too much for me. But one of the things that I was asked is, Anne, my co-host on Black Law and Legal Lies, how did we become friends? I really didn't have an answer. I don't know. And that's weird. I don't know how we became friends. I know we worked together for a while, but I still, even that doesn't explain how we became friends. So I even thought about it afterwards and I'm like, I gave the best answer that I could, but I don't know. So I'm not sure how I make friends. And I'm sure I've said that before on here. I'm damn near 40 years old now. I'm pushing 40, couple years. And I really haven't made any new lifelong friends like in person that for 10 years or more, probably, because I go out of my way not to meet people, not to be friendly with people, not to talk to people. I do interact on social media and I've met some really dope people. I mean, shout out to Hayes, shout out to AJ from What We Gonna Do podcast, shout out to Flaw, shout out to Jay in Hollywood. Those are like four of my dudes right there. But, you know, we all have something in common and I guess similar interests to where we began interacting just solely based on that, which is podcasting. But, you know, just like any other relationship, you know, we got to know each other a little better and talk, you know, more often. And I mean, that's just what it is. But in life, in the real world, should I say, where it's like no social media involved. Yo, I haven't met anybody who I consider a friend. I actually, I posted not too long ago because my company seemed to have a problem with my greeting on my voicemail where I say, look, pretty much I may not be available or I might not want to talk to you. So I'm choosing not to answer my phone for you. You can leave a message. I more than likely will not check that message because I hate voicemails. I never check them unless it's like a family member or somebody that would typically not leave a voicemail. Then I'll know that, yo, this might be kind of important. And I'm like, yo, just text me or shoot me an email. I much prefer that than to talk on the phone. So being that I've been working remotely a lot and I've been using my personal cell phone just because it's easier. I can be on the move and be on the phone and helping people or talking people through different technology issues. People have started calling me on my cell phone and even management has given out my cell phone number to employees who prior did not have it. And I do have a huge problem with that. I don't believe in giving out people's phone numbers. For instance, if somebody wanted, let's say AJ, I just use them as an example. Say somebody wanted AJ's phone number. They're like, yo, you got AJ's phone number, right? Yeah. What is it? Because I need to holler at him about something. No, that's not how this works. What I'll do is I'll contact AJ and I'll be like, yo, so-and-so wants to holler at you about something and they're asking for your number. What do you want me to do? And that way I'll let him decide. He can be like, yeah, go ahead, give him my number. Or, nah, I don't fuck with them like that. Don't give him my number. And then I'll be like, okay, cool. But so there's this lady I've been ducking. Quick story here. Lady I've been ducking. She's, I can't describe her. Like, she's very unstable. I am the IT guy, right? She calls me to complain about payroll. She calls me to complain about her lack of vacation hours. She calls me to complain about having to take the trash out. She just calls me to complain. And that's all she ever calls. And she'll do it under the guise of she's having an IT problem. She's called my office many a times and a secretary has answered the phone. And she'll say, oh, yeah, I'm having a problem with my internet. I'm having a problem. My printer's not printing or something like that. So I'll end up getting the call and she'll talk to me for like 10, 15 minutes, just complaining about everything, complaining about other employees, just complain, complain, complain. And at the end of the call, nothing was ever wrong with any of her technology. She just wanted to complain. Why to me? I don't know. But I'm sick of this shit. So I don't answer her calls anymore. I'm like, I'm done, because I don't care if you are having a technology problem. Somebody else is going to have to verify that and help you with it, because, again, I'm done. So somebody gave her my cell phone number. Someone gave her my cell phone number and she's been calling my cell phone left and right, texting me, leaving me voice messages. I've not been returning her calls, not been returning her texts, and I'm just ignoring her. To me, she doesn't exist. I don't have time for that shit. So I guess after a couple of weeks go by of her not being able to get me on my cell phone, she calls upper management in the company and says, yeah, Dan, I've been trying to get in touch with him. I'm having all kinds of IT problems and I think he's ignoring my calls on purpose because his voicemail says he is unwilling to talk to me and not to leave him any messages and whatever, whatever. So this manager calls my phone and gets the same message. So he's like, Mr. Dan, this is kind of a unprofessional message to have on your voicemail. You may want to consider changing it. So I said, what's unprofessional about it? Well, you're pretty much telling people you don't want to talk to them. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm telling people. And this is my personal cell phone. So no, I am not changing it. Okay, well, just consider it for me. And it's like some passive aggressive bullshit. I just told you no. Well, just consider it. Okay, I did. No. So I tell that story to say that I go out of my way to not talk to people. And yo, I wish I could be one of the people that can talk to a complete stranger and have a conversation. Hell, I don't even talk to the people that I know more than half of the time. So I'm envious of those of you who are able to just talk to people and, you know, have conversations. That's not me. No matter how many times I put myself in that situation or position to be able to talk to somebody, it's awkward, it's draining, and I just find myself extremely uncomfortable. So with that being said, I don't know how the fuck I made the friends that I do have, and my circle's been the same for probably the past 10, 15 plus years, and I don't know how any of us became friends, because to be honest with you, I wouldn't want to be my friend. I'd be like, yo, that nigga's a weirdo, yo. He don't like to talk. He don't say nothing to nobody. He doesn't keep in touch. He's always by himself. And, yo, you know, so I wouldn't want to be my friend. So I can't say how I made or make friends. So, I mean, it is something that, again, I'm envious of the people who are able to. Now, I guess keeping up with 2020, we have two hurricanes in the Gulf right now. We have Hurricane Marco, which is, as of today, supposed to hit us or near us tomorrow. We have Hurricane Laura coming right behind it, and that's supposed to get up to a Category 2, maybe even a Category 3 hurricane, which is pretty devastating. And I'm just like, yo, what the fuck, man? I can't deal with this shit anymore. Like, for real, yo. It's like, I'm just tired. I'm tired of dealing with trauma. I'm tired of dealing with disaster. I'm tired of dealing with bad news. I just can't take anymore. Seriously, I'm sitting here anxious as fuck because, like, with everything else going on, with this pandemic going on, evacuation, even, you know, if we were able to evacuate or there was a evacuation order, where the fuck do you go? And the shelters that we have, like, how are you going to have shelters right now? There are mandatory evacuations in certain areas. How are people going to go to shelters with this COVID outbreak? That's just going to put them in danger. I mean, I can't take any more bad news, man. I can't deal with it. So I kind of shut down the past few months, actually. And I mean, I've been having a really rough time, like seriously rough time dealing with everyday life. And I snapped at Becky the other day, which I don't call it snapping, but just for a little backstory, we don't argue. Her and I, we don't argue. We don't get into it. I mean, I want to say the past 16 years, maybe. I want to say the past 16 years, maybe we've had 3 arguments total in 16 years. Man, that's like a 1 hot argument every 5-year average. But I was pacing back and forth. I'm waiting for a package from the post office, right? It was supposed to be here at before 6:45 p.m. on whatever day it was. So I'm pacing and I'm waiting and I'm pacing. I'm looking outside and I'm like, fuck, looking at the tracking. And so she comes up to me and she was like, well, you know that this morning on the news I saw, and I stopped her. I'm like, wait, is what you're going to tell me going to help me right now? And she pauses for a second and says, well, I was just going to tell you that the mail has been running late. I saw it on the news. Some people aren't getting their packages. I'm like, what you're telling me is not helping me right now. So that's why I stopped you ahead of time and asked if what you were going to tell me is going to help me. I know the mail's running behind. I know Trump's fucking with the post office and the postmaster general's one of his cronies. I know this. So, you know, she took it really personal. She was like, you don't have to be rude to me. And, you know, I was just trying to help you. And I'm like, that's not helping me. So she ends up kind of sucking her teeth and storming off. And she, again, you don't have to be so rude. And I'm like, I'm not being rude. I just don't want to hear any more bad news. I'm tired of it. So that's kind of how I'm carrying myself, as if what you're going to tell me is not going to help me or benefit me in any way. Just save it. I don't want to hear it. That goes for everybody. But I mean, y'all tell me what y'all think. Do you think that that was rude to just stop someone and say, hey, if what you're going to say next is not going to be of any use, don't say it? I didn't think it was, but I was also peeved at the time, too. So maybe it did come off rude. I don't know. That's pretty much what's been going on. That's the 2020 update. And again, I apologize for not being more consistent with a few screws loose. And for those of you who do listen, I really do appreciate it. And for those of you who have moved on, even though you're probably not hearing this right now, I get it. I understand. And, you know, hopefully in the future, I'll be able to be more consistent with this podcast, because in the beginning, I did started off wanting to share my experience. And when P was on the show, his experiences living with mental illnesses. So, again, you know, I think that can be valuable to some people just hearing other people's experiences and knowing that they're not alone. So again, I do apologize, and I am being upfront by telling you that there still is not going to be any consistency over the next few months, at least. And you know, one of the other things I wanted to just kind of bring up was social media and elections. I didn't join Twitter until 2017, I think. And prior to that, I had Facebook, and I was just using that to keep up with, since I moved from DC, just to be able to keep up with people from back home, people I grew up with, family members and what have you. So that's the only reason I used social media. Then after starting my first podcast, Black Law and Legal Lies, in 2017, I created a Twitter account, and I really didn't even plan on using it much, created a Twitter account for myself. And I met a lot of dope people, and now I'm on there all the time interacting with people and just letting jokes fly. That's what I'm there for, to joke and to kill time. And, you know, a lot of y'all really dope people. So in saying that, I did not get the opportunity to see anything regarding the elections in 2016. Because again, I wasn't on Twitter, I wasn't on Instagram. I was on Facebook by that time, though I'd stopped even using Facebook or even logging in, because I stopped caring what people had to say. I stopped caring about looking at pictures of other people's kids just flooding the timeline. Like, I just stopped caring. So I stopped using all social media. So I did not see what was going on during the first election when it was Clinton versus Trump. Now that I'm on here so often and I'm seeing people's reactions and what people have to say about this election, and I'm like, yo, more bad news, more shit that I really can't take. I underestimated the stupidity of people, the belligerence of other people, the hatefulness that's in other people. And what's funny is a lot of these people would never ever have the balls to say the shit that they say on Twitter out loud in person. And even that's just starting to get to me, yo. It's like, just how can you be so stupid and hateful? And I mean, they both go hand in hand. In order to be hateful, you have to be stupid. So again, social media is starting to piss me off. Just seeing all the shit that these idiot Trump supporters are posting, and watching our own people tear down Kamala Harris. Like, that's is too much, y'all. For real. And I get it. You can say whatever the fuck you want. But again, especially when it comes to these hateful people, they would not say this shit in public out of their mouths. And that's just the bottom line. Niggas turned into internet gangsters, internet trolls, and everyone thinks their opinion matters, and their opinion or their vote is worth more than the next person's. It's tiring. It's stupid. Like, just shut the fuck up and show up to vote when it's time to vote. Until then, yo, people really don't give a fuck what you have to say about the election, especially if you're not like a political pundit. And even political pundits don't give a fuck what they have to say either. This election, I mean, it should be very clear who should be in office and who shouldn't, but you know. And one of the other things, too, I wanted to say, I'm wrapping up with this here, is all this tough guy shit, all these niggas on the internet that think they're tough, or like I said, they would not. I know someone like this. I'm not going to say any names. They will not confront another man. They will not. But they will argue, confront, and call women all kinds of names and disrespect women, especially black women, too. Just online saying all this bullshit. But when a man confronts him, or when a man disagrees with him, I can see where you're coming from. You know, I can see that. I understand where you're coming from. But when a woman says damn near the same exact thing to this person or people like him, is, yo, you wrong, you're dumb, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. and just like continues on with the disrespect. Yo, that's some bitch nigga shit, man, for real. And those are the type of people, again, that when you see them in person, they will not say not even half any of the shit that they say online to other people. And that's, I guess, one thing that I can pride myself in is anything that I say online or on a podcast, I have no reservations with saying it to another person. And if you have a problem with it, nigga, fight me. I like fighting. I'm old, but I like fighting. Nah, but seriously, man, I'm sick of social media and people and their bullshit, their attention seeking bullshit. Like, yo, it's too much. Anyway, this has been another episode of A Few Screws Loose, the podcast. Hopefully I'll publish another episode one day. My name is Dan. Keep up with me on Twitter and IG at I Am Dan on Drugs. Keep up with the show on Twitter, IG, as well as YouTube at Screws Loose Pod. Until next time, people, peace.